You know, once you've dropped into the geek generation, why not jump the tracks to the seamier side of town and jump into a wheelbarrow full of dicks?
Hello, party people, and welcome to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program. My name is Mike. I am joined by my co-host, Napier.
Yo!
How are you today, sir?
Well, I shaved my junk area.
Like, today?
Yeah.
When you got off work or before work?
Well, this morning.
I don't really have the motivation to do much of anything when I first wake up. I wake up at like the exact second I have to wake up in order to be ready in time for work. So I wouldn't have time to like go, oh, maybe I should shave my balls before I go to work.
I thought it would be appropriate.
So you did it before work or after?
Yeah, no, before work.
Really?
Yeah.
You get up early to like make something of your day?
I try to.
See, I was talking to Dan, and Dan was talking about how, like, he gets up early and, like, you know, has coffee and like, you know, plays the guitar for a while and reads books and shit. Fuck that. You wake up just in time to get to work.
No, you do that.
That's what everyone should do.
Why?
Because I have the keys to a successful life.
How's that working out for you? How are those doors to success opening?
I'm doing great, man.
Are those doors just opening for you on their own?
They are. They are because I have a swagger.
Really?
A swagger of success.
Neat.
People see me walking down the road and they say, look at that fancy bastard. That motherfucker's got his shit together.
You look like a hipster.
That motherfucker doesn't have time to shave.
You look like a man who drinks Pat's Blue Ribbon non-ironically.
I do, because it's cheap as fuck.
Yeah, it is. And it'll get you drunk.
I'm not really much of a beer guy, but I drink a beer every now and then because everybody else is drinking beer and I don't want to be the guy not drinking a beer.
You always offer me a beer. I mean, I don't drink beer unless I'm over here.
Well, I'm practicing. Like, when I'm at home by myself drinking beer, I'm just practicing so that, like, I look cool. I'm trying to get my tolerance up so that maybe one day I can start having two or three.
Yeah, whenever you drink, you get all fucking loud and shit. Every time I give you a high five, I feel like a little kid who's giving his dad a high five.
The problem with your high fives is I put my hand up to give you a high five, and you just like very slowly put your hand on my hand.
Yeah.
Like it's a slap. It's supposed to be like we're slapping five. You don't just like very gingerly touch my palm with your palm.
No, I'm afraid I'll dislocate an elbow.
I hate the way you high five. Didn't anybody ever teach you how to high five?
No, my dad wasn't around.
Oh.
We never got to play catch.
Oh, poor guy.
Every time I throw a ball now, like I've noticed, like I didn't know, it didn't do this when I was little, but when I throw a ball now, like my arm fat will jiggle and it like gives my arm fat whiplash.
Why do you throw balls?
I throw a lot of things.
When do you ever throw balls?
Well, like once in a while.
When?
When you said, we're going to start a softball team.
You didn't play on my softball team,
did you? No, I did your practices.
Oh. Oh, that's right. You showed up in your hockey goalie gear to play catcher.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
I was so fucking sweet.
You were using your trapper as a catcher's mitt.
I didn't have a baseball glove. Fuck you. It's the same thing. There's no difference between a catcher's mitt and a goalie mitt.
They are similar. They are. You're right.
Yeah. I was so swag.
So you never had that positive male influence in your life, is what you're saying.
Well, what we would do is on Thursday we would get together.
You met me.
Well, until I met you, yes. And then...
And I steered you in the right direction.
Yes, thanks, Dad. We'll go out onto the deck, we'll share a beer, we'll talk about women and how you shouldn't fuck crazy.
Okay, and, well, let me be the first male in your life to tell you how to correctly high five.
Okay.
Okay, put your hand up. Yeah. Okay, you're going to be first.
Okay.
Now, when somebody offers you a high five,
yeah,
you give them like a quick slap on the palm.
Yeah.
That's a high five. You don't just like stick your hand up and like touch palms. That's not right at all.
No, that's what I do. I make it a little weird. You're lucky I don't try to ET you and just like
touch fingers. Can that be our new thing? Do you think we would make people uncomfortable?
Yeah.
Like let's say we meet up at a bar or something. And, you know, you show up late like you usually do.
Yeah.
And like, you just kind of walk up to the table like, hey, man. You know, like, you take your coat off, and I just, like, stick my finger out.
Oh, no. You can't just stick your finger out. You got to do it slow. Okay? Yeah. Like, it's got to – you got to make sure everybody's watching. Go real slow like this, and then touch. Do it. No, we're reenacting. Okay. Hold on.
Oh. See, now it'd be funny is if, like, you pointed at me and, like, made eye contact with someone else so that they're thinking, oh, what is he pointing at? And then they follow the point, and then I'm at the other side bringing it in slow. Oh!
Okay, wait. No, wait. You got to look deep into my eyes while we do this. Don't look at the chat. Look at me.
Okay.
Look at me. Don't look at the finger. You have to look directly into my eyes.
Okay. You know, it's actually really hard to touch our pointer fingers when we're not looking at our pointer fingers.
Yeah, maybe we need to stare at it, like, really intensely. Because,
like, if I'm looking you in the eye, it's really kind of hard to get it in. We've mastered it now. Now we're experts.
Now we're best friends. You're my friend now. We touched tips.
Now that we're, you know, in like this sexy place right now, let's talk about the new condoms.
Yeah.
Were you excited about that?
Yeah.
That's a Bill Gates thing.
Yeah.
It's not very sexy to like say, hold on, let me put this thing on my dick. And like you get out the little wrapper, you make the crinkly noise and like you know, wrap that sucker on your dick just so you can plow into a gal. I mean, like it takes the whole mood out of it, doesn't it?
Yeah, it kind of does.
I just wish that there was like a thing like that you could just get one time that you could like press a button on your dick.
Ooh, even better, vagina banaka. You spritz it on the vagina or
vagina
on your
vagina banaka.
Yeah, you spritz it on there. It keeps AIDS and babies out of her and you.
It just kills everything?
It kills everything. You can spritz it on the vagina. No babies, no AIDS.
Huh. If they just, like, had a... You know, like a space helmet that, like, just... They have to be able to make that. But, I mean, they're, like, making, like, sausage casing shit out of, like, beef... Was it beef loins or something?
Beef tendons, I mean, and fish parts.
It's like you're making a dick suit. It's like you're the Buffalo Bill dick suit. Like
yeah, it is.
You're
wearing somebody else's skin on your skin.
Yeah.
So that it feels like skin.
Which is not like skin at all. Like, oh, it feels like fine leather. How about it feel like fine pussy? That's what I want it to feel like. I don't want it to feel like my leather couch. I want it to feel like a cunt. That's what I want. I want juicy cunts wrapped around my vagina. You know what they could do? You know those spray-on shirts? You know they make the, you spray on the shirt? What about a spray-on condom that you can start out with at the beginning of your night? And then
or like a paint on, like they do the all the swimsuit models now. The Sports Illustrated swimsuit edition. They don't even wear swimming suits at this point. They just kind of like paint over themselves and then release that, like what they did with Mystique in the X-Men movies.
Oh yeah,
that actually you could probably like make that sexy, you know, like hey gal, why don't you paint on my, you know, on my condom. And then, you know, she takes a little brush and it's like a foreplay thing. Yeah. Ooh, haha, it tickles. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, what about
find a way to make it sexy.
What about a lotion? You put it on your junk and then when you plow it into the lady and it gets wet, it gets like condom-y and it gets like kind of stuck on you. What about that?
I don't know.
Yeah. Like those, you know, those, commercials where the dude, like he sprays this shit on a screen door, and is like, I can put a screen door on a boat. Spray, spray, spray. Now I'm on a boat, and it's not leaking. That shit for dicks.
Flex Seal.
Yeah, Flex Seal for dicks. And you only have to do the head part, so it doesn't like spoot out the bait. Oh, what if it hits the dam and like shoots back into you? Ooh. Oh, that's not cool.
So, you were mentioning to me that you kind of paid attention to the Hollywood Fantasy League thing.
Yeah. And
Drunk's looking pretty good.
He's looking real damn good.
Really good weekend. And you see, the fucked up thing about that, it made Hunger Games, the fucking second Hunger Games movie. It made $158 million. That's good. But it also has a 75% Metacritic.
Which is also good.
Which is very good. So, I mean, like right now, motherfucker has, like, did I not write down how many points that is?
Nope.
Do that math. 158 times 0.75. Somebody get a calculator.
Roughly 90.
Roughly
maybe,
90.
Maybe 100,
that's a
110.
Lot of fucking points.
Yeah.
So right now he's winning.
Yeah.
And I mean, he has fucking the Disney movie, which they're starting to promote a lot. That's probably going to do fine.
Oh, yeah. They were promoting the special effects software they use to make snow.
Oh.
Like, wow, your picks aren't in
something special here.
Yeah.
I don't remember. 118.5. You were way off with the 90. Thank you, number one fan. What was Drunk's other movie? Oh, he had the fucking Leonardo DiCaprio movie, too.
Yeah, Drunk's that's going to bomb. Win. Yeah.
Drunk's going to win.
I think he's
going to win by a lot.
He did good.
Fucking my second round pick, fucking Ender's Game, just sucked.
Yeah, it did.
22 points for fucking Ender's Game.
Oh, people hated it.
I know. Fucking Best Man Holiday, which went undrafted, made $50 million and had a 59. So Best Man Holiday had a fucking 30. It scored 8 more points than my second round pick with goddamn Harrison Ford in it.
Yeah.
It's one of those movies where the blacks, they all go see it.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking that guy's last three movies, the guy's name is Malcolm D. Lee.
Never heard of him.
You shouldn't have. You're white.
Yeah.
His last three movies. Are you excited about? Listen to this. Best Man Holiday, which the only person I recognized was Taye Diggs.
Yeah.
You know Taye Diggs.
Yeah. Taye Diggs.
College friends reunite after 15 years over Christmas time. They all go home and they reunite.
That sounds very white.
The movie he made before that?
Yeah.
Soul Men with Samuel L. Jackson and Bernie Mac. Are you ready for the plot of that one? It's been 20 years since they have spoken with each other, and two estranged soul-singing legends do a reunion performance.
Okay.
You ready for his third movie back? This is exciting.
Is it people meet up with each other after
they haven't
decade?
Seen each other for a long time? Yeah. Welcome Home Roscoe Jenkins.
Oh yeah,
where, Martin Lawrence is a talk show host, and he goes home to the Deep South to reunite with his family.
Why does it make it seem like black people don't want to be around each other?
So it seems like if you want to make a movie that involves black people going and seeing each other after not seeing each other for a while,
yeah,
you get this guy.
And he's doing
That's
pretty
what
fucking
he starts
good
every time. He goes, he'll go, all right. these black people, they haven't seen each other in a long time. And somebody in Hollywood here, I am sold. Who are you going to get? Are you going to get Owen Wilson? No, I'm going to get only black people. Oh, brilliant. Only black people? Yes. Well, what if like one of the gals has a white husband? No, no white husbands.
Didn't Welcome Home Roscoe Jenkins have a white person in it?
Did it?
I think it had like a white person in it.
A white person?
Yeah.
I doubt it.
Yeah.
I just don't see that being the case. Because then they could all be like, oh, you brought home a white man.
Yeah.
Oh, girl.
Oh, snappity snaps.
Drunk is not here, guys. No, I'm sorry if I got your hopes up.
Ooh.
But we do have tacos, so we will surely be eating tacos.
At least on break.
On break. What did I miss? Did you say something good?
Oh, I told him that your penis was thoroughly hard because there were five people able to watch you.
Five?
Yeah.
That's not what I'm accustomed to. I do appreciate them being here.
Why do they keep moving around like that?
What do you mean?
They keep changing places in there. Do you see that? Do you see the chat? Like, their rankings. Their rankings keep changing. It's making me flip the fuck out.
According to how good they are?
I think it's how much they talk. See, Matt hasn't talked.
Oh, okay, so he's down low because he hasn't talked. But the more you talk...
Yeah, the more important
the higher
you are.
You go... Oh, see, he just went up!
Yeah.
Because he put two things in.
Yeah.
But why are we at top? There's no way that we talked more than other people.
Because we're so goddamn important.
Oh, I guess because we're us?
Yeah, we're us.
Maybe it's like the length of time you've been here.
No, because they keep moving.
Huh. That's really weird. I don't like it.
No, it encourages people to say nice things about us.
Oh, I guess if you're you, then you're on the top.
Yeah. Oh, we lost our friend. He said, fuck you.
He didn't like us saying he was on bottom.
Yeah.
So, okay, so she says she's on top of hers. If she's on top of hers, where am I on hers?
Probably near the bottom, since you don't talk.
Oh.
You should say nice things about her. That way the chat likes you.
Chat, I think that you're very pretty. I think that you're a very good chat. I mean, of all the chats that I've seen, you're among my favorites.
Now, if all of those five people were dead, the chat room would be extra sexy.
So, did you see the broad that... do you remember the Duke rape case?
Yeah, I remember
where
that.
She falsely accused the kid. I mean, essentially, it ruined their lives. I mean,
for a little bit.
They were acquitted, but they went through a fucking year where everybody just thought they were rapists. So, I mean, like, the psychological toll that takes on you, fucking, you know, the public opinion. I mean, even though you were acquitted.
Well, they were in school. How the fuck?
You're still those Duke rape kids.
Yeah, how do you go to school and be, like, the rape guy?
Yeah, you're rape guy. Whether you actually raped her or not is meaningless. You're the Duke rape guy.
Oh, and Nancy Grace tore them up.
They'll say, oh, you know so-and-so? And be like, oh, that was the Duke rape guy.
Yeah. He jizzed in that broad that didn't like it.
Well, anyway, she didn't get anything for that.
No.
She didn't get a slap on the wrist. She didn't get a fine. She was just, oh, you falsely accused these kids of rape. You're an awful person, but just go back to your life. No problem. Anyway.
And the district attorney who did all that shit and had pretty clear evidence that it was false.
Yeah. Well, that was 2007. So let's do like a VH1, Where Are They Now? She just stabbed her boyfriend to death.
Yeah.
Yay.
She was so stable. How could that have happened? Nobody would ever thought the crazy bitch would have stabbed somebody.
I mean, they called it a hate crime. So not only are they they're rapists, they're racist rapists, which is harder to say than you would think.
If they were
racist rapists five times fast.
Racist rapist, racist rapist, racist rapist, rapist, rapist. Yeah, there we go. Either, you know what? If I was racist and I didn't like somebody,
why would you want to forcibly have sex with them?
I don't know if I could. I couldn't get my dick hard. Like,
if you truly hated black people.
Yeah. You know what I truly hate? Really morbidly obese, people. Like, really fucking fat. Like, I really don't like them. Like, not as people. As people, they're fine. But I couldn't fuck them.
But I mean, this pile of shit. She stole two cars in her life. She stole one from a guy that she was having sex with for money. And then she also stole a cab and went on a high-speed chase with the police. Fucking...
Was this before or after?
No, this was before.
Oh, so these were on record.
These were on record. Yeah, yeah. She accused someone else of rape in 96 that turned out to be false, too. So, I mean, she already had, you know, a history of being a false accuser. And, I mean, all of this. And she's even out in the world to stab a boyfriend. Why would you date? I guess, in a way, he kind of a little bit deserves it.
Yeah, whenever you date a whore, you deserve to be stabbed.
Not only a whore.
A
nationally well-known whore who has a criminal background and falsely accused people of hate rape.
Hate rape is the best kind of rape. I guess love rape, is that a thing? Love them so much you just can't stop fucking them?
That's like playing baseball with a grenade, man.
Yep.
Never mind. I was upset about this, but I'm over it. Because fuck that guy.
Do you think all the lacrosse players are like, well, at least she's going to jail now. She's the female OJ.
She was just trying to get her sports memorabilia back.
Yep. She stole her Super Bowl ring.
Well, Zimmerman went and got his sports memorabilia back too, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
What did he do?
The reports are kind of conflicted about this. Some places said that he had a gun. Some places said he didn't have a gun. Some places say that he was the one who called the cops against his girlfriend. And other places say, no, the girlfriend called the cops against him. Either way, the current charge is he got pissed off at his girlfriend, broke some shit in her house, threatened her with a gun, and then left. Which all sounds really weird because I heard the 911 tape of the broad, and she's nonchalantly talking to the cops like, yeah, he's breaking stuff in my house. He's got a gun now. Yeah, he's got a gun. Okay, he's gone. That was pretty much the 911 call.
Oh, he left.
Like, I guess he left.
This is a bummer.
Yeah, unless she was, like, fucking Eeyore-ing it up.
You better chase him down.
You better get him.
He's out there with a gun.
He's in a Mazda Miata. Here's his license plate number. It's the same one Paul had.
He has a gun, I bet. He's armed and dangerous.
Got to ask you a question.
What's that?
When are we going to have the wheelbarrow full of dicks donkeys as a little cartoon?
Oh, I forgot about that. I need to do that.
Yeah, we need to
I'm off the next couple of days. Maybe I'll do it.
Excellent.
Because the children's book needs to exist, and then we're going to make another one. It's going to be a whole series.
Oh, maybe Mandy can give it to her kid, and it can teach her how not to give a shit about the little broad that's making her life fucking hell.
I want like a YouTube video of Mandy and our number one fan both with their kids on their knees reading the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks book.
And they can take it into their bedroom like right before they're about to go to sleep, and they can wind up
the little music box. So you have that in the background.
Yeah. Do, 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 do. And they can pray in front of it.
Right.
Yeah, they can do the little Lord's Prayer that the little kids say.
Speaking of armed and dangerous.
Yeah.
The guy that got arrested for commenting on Facebook on his own wanted poster.
Which is...
You said he had a Felix Potvin face, which will only be funny to me and you.
And people who know what Felix Potvin looked like.
He has, like, a lot of weird face tattoos, which, if you get tattoos on your face...
Oh, and the earring gaps, the ear gaps.
Oh, you love those.
Yeah.
See, now I... Never mind. But he... people were commenting on his wanted posters and making lots of mean statements about him and his tattoos, and he looks like a big jerk. And he got pissed off because people were being mean to him, and so he started commenting back like, fuck you. And they were able to find him based on that. Because I guess he was so vain that he needed his name to be cleared. And he was trying to convince people that he was not actually dangerous, which is exactly what I would imagine a really dangerous person would tell people, you know, to trick them.
Exactly.
And then he'll do something kind of dangerous.
Yeah, I bet when he slits your throat, he starts whispering into you, don't worry. Shh.
Oh.
Just dreams now.
Well, we should take this armed, dangerous felon with the face tattoos and the swastikas on his hand. We should take his word for it that he's not, in fact, dangerous. Because he told us so.
Yeah, don't worry, guys. We're just going to clear his name right now. Going to go right to the judge, get all of those warrants taken off. Thanks, sweetheart, for being a friend.
Or they see his comments on Facebook, and he doesn't seem like that bad of a guy.
Nah.
Let's just forget all of this.
Yeah, he's friendly as shit, dude.
Look, man, he's hitting the like button on people's replies.
Yeah, he subscribed to their, like, Twitter.
Why were we even
Twitter?
Mad at this guy? Do you remember?
Oh, yeah, he shot and raped abroad. I have no idea what he did.
We have the news article, but do you really care that much?
No, I don't.
All right,
I do care that he got Felix Potvin lips. Those were awesome.
We're going to break, fellas. We will be back in 6 minutes. Oh, and you know what? Speaking of break.
My mic wasn't on.
Oh, well, that's fine. You didn't miss anything.
Okay.
I found a special Thanksgiving song because it's Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
So the break song, it's topical and timely.
Yay!
That's neat, right?
Turkey time!
It's turkey time!
It's turkey time, guys!
It's All About Me podcast with Rorschach 7 and Halls in Seattle. Saturdays noon to 2 on RadioFooBar.com. Have you ever wondered what Jay from Huntington, Panthers fan girl, and Jenny Wren B sound like? Go to www.itsallaboutme.com for past shows. Or again, tune in Saturdays noon to 2 for It's All About Me on RadioFooBar.com with Rorschach 7 and Halls in Seattle. Are you an interesting Twitter denizen? Contact the show about being a co-host or Skype in when they're live to Halls in Seattle. Or if you have an old phone, call 425-312-1787. It's All About Me podcast, Saturdays noon to 2 on RadioFooBar.com.
It was a parole violation. He had a weapon. That was all. It was just
his dick?
No. I went and checked my phone. Somebody at Drunk's work had a injury, and so he won't be making it tonight. Is that 3 weeks in a row?
Well, no. In the last 3 weeks.
In the last 3 weeks, he's been here for 10 minutes?
Yeah.
That's a pretty good track record.
Yep.
He's on a roll. So, welcome back.
We should give him a raise.
We should, because he's doing a really good job.
Well, I think he feels, you know, unappreciated.
You think that's what it is?
Maybe let's double his salary.
We'll double his salary?
No, triple it. Triple his salary.
Just so he takes some kind of ownership.
Yeah.
Just so like he feels like, you know, he's got to earn it.
Yeah.
I mean, right now he's just showing up for the paycheck.
Yeah, that's not where we want any of our employees to
but
be.
I mean, like, if we express some kind of confidence in the fella, if we tell him, hey man, to contact the program, 309-740-1430, or you can Skype us at WFODix.
I don't even know it's over.
I want to talk about how religion is awful.
Okay. That's kind of an odd segue. But
it is, yes. I are you familiar with the band Thrice at all? Well, there's this band called Thrice. They've been around a long time. They're somewhat popular. And
if they were somewhat popular, I would know of them.
Well, no, not necessarily. But anyway, it fucking sucks.
Good job.
Just ignore all of that. It was just, and so then, like, the fucking, the albums that came out after his solo album, I mean, they were just, like, real focused and, like, real strong and like, and so anyway, I was on Spotify the other day fucking around, and I noticed that he had a new solo album, and I was excited. I was like, oh, I mean, like, his first one is probably top 10 for me.
Really?
I mean, it's really good. And I mean, I've always really liked it. And so, you know, when I saw that he had a new one, I was excited. Whole thing, Jesus songs. Apparently he found God. Fucking, he started a church, or he fucking, became a pastor of a church or something. Some bullshit like that. And just released an entire album of worship music. I mean, like, every song either has Jesus, God, or something in the fucking title. And it was so fucking depressing. Because it was like, now, like, even if the music is great, it's just so...
off-putting.
It's so narrowed to this one topic. I mean, even if before, his music may have had, you know, religious tones to it in parts. It was vague. Or it was like one song in like a collection of 10 songs or something. I mean, like, you know, even, you know, Billy Corgan every now and then has, you know, religious themes in his music. He's a spiritual guy or whatever. But I mean, he doesn't.
I thought his spirit was crazy.
Well, yeah, his spirit is quite. I had a friend in high school, and he was in a band. And he used to invite a bunch of us over to his house. And, like, he had his family must have been pretty well off, because he had a pretty big house. And he would have these fucking big rock concerts in his parents' living room. And, I mean, like, he would have Jesus. A bunch of friends, and we would all just circle around him and his fucking friends would go up there and play fucking System of a Down covers. And they fucking nailed it. They were awesome. It was a lot of fun, and I mean, like, actually, I heard them do System of a Down songs before I even knew who System of a Down was. And so, like, I was like, wow, this was really great stuff. And I was like, yeah, it was a bunch of System of a Down covers. I was like, oh, I need to hear about these System Down of a guys. They sound pretty rocking.
Yeah, I bet when you heard, it's like, man, these guys stole all my buddy's songs. Who the fuck do they think they are?
But this guy fucking got approached by Mormons, and I guess he actually let him in the house.
Yep.
And they, and I mean, like, that's all she wrote, man. Then he's going on missions and fucking, I mean.
Are you sure he wasn't Mormon to begin with?
No.
He wasn't?
No.
He just became Mormon?
He became Mormon.
Like, that worked?
And then, I guess. I didn't know it did. I thought they were all just wasting their time, but apparently. But, I mean, like, fucking, if you really think about it, Tom Cruise, I mean, if you consider Scientology a religion, Tom Cruise's career is seriously damaged by his religion.
Oh, God, yeah.
I mean, he came
and
out
so
with that
is, every
crazy
relationship.
Shit on the Today Show about how psychiatry should be outlawed in 2004. What has he done since 2004? I mean, like, he's probably had a few movies that have done okay.
Tropic Thunder.
But not nearly on the same level as what he was doing before that.
No, everybody thinks he's fucking nuts. Oh, wait, no, he did that Mission Impossible movie.
3 and 4 came out after 2004.
Yeah. They didn't really
and
make
I mean,
what,
like,
yeah.
You know, that was an established... War of the Worlds was okay.
No, it sucked.
But, and I mean, like, that was... I mean, Valkyrie sucked.
Valkyrie was
Jack
shit.
Jack Reacher... sucked. Yeah. Night and Day sucked. Oblivion sucked. And I mean, like, you know, those movies probably did okay numbers. But I mean, like, if you remember, Tom Cruise was like a huge movie star.
Yeah, it was.
And now he's a punchline in a Will Ferrell movie.
Yeah.
And I mean, like, he's still making money. He's still doing great. He's still making movies that people want to see.
Oh, and he's a punchline in a Jonathan Coltrane song.
The fucking
Tom Cruise crazy.
Cat Stevens.
Yep.
Cat Stevens converted to Islam, gave up music. Fucking the dude from Korn. The guy left Korn, and then they put out one album with that Twisted Transistor song, and then since then they've put out a bunch of wiki dubstep shit.
Yep.
Have you heard a Korn CD lately?
Oh, I heard some of their shit that they did with fucking
wiki dubstep shit.
Yeah, but they were collaborating with wiki dubstep people.
Ugh.
I mean, that's what they were going for, because that's apparently the new alternative music. It's fucking Dead Mouse and fuck, I can't even think of these fuckers.
Think of the promising career of Kirk Cameron.
No.
That was destroyed. Did I ever tell you my Kirk Cameron story?
You have a Kirk Cameron story?
I do.
What's it about?
Laura works at a grocery store.
Yes.
A fella came up to Laura and was quizzing her on me and my intentions. And like, you know, convincing her that although he's never met me, he has no idea who I am, I'm probably wrong. And the test...
Oh, no, your penis is wrong for her, but his penis is right.
The test that he gave her to give to me...
Yeah?
...was there was a Kirk Cameron fireman movie.
What?
Apparently. I don't remember.
Kirk Cameron's been in a movie?
I don't remember the name of it. I didn't plan on talking about this, so I didn't look up the movie. But Kirk Cameron made a fireman movie. And apparently it has a strong religious message.
No shit.
It's about firemen. And apparently at some point it gets real goddamn sad. Oh, it's called Fireproof.
That's I'm pretty sure when the credits start coming on, it gets real fucking sad.
It's a fireman movie, so I assume somebody probably dies in a fire.
Oh, God, yeah, they're probably burnt all the fuck.
And this fella told me, you watch that movie with your fiance, and if he doesn't cry, then obviously he doesn't have a soul.
Really?
You shouldn't marry him. So she told me this story, and I'm like, of course, I want to watch the movie. I mean, like, you know.
Is it on Netflix?
I don't know. But, like, I mean, like, I hear this story. I hear that, like, this movie's supposed to make me cry or else I don't have a soul. I want to see the movie. But, like, but what if I don't cry?
You know, the last time I cried? When Brett Hall retired.
That made you cry?
Yeah, that made me sad.
I'll tell you what. There's a video on YouTube of the last game that Mike Modano played in Dallas before he was going to retire, but then he didn't. He came back and played a year in Detroit, and it was sad because he shouldn't have.
Yeah.
But the last game he played in Dallas, they did like a tribute where they were like, you know, don't go, Mike. And like they had like a video thing and like a standing ovation. And then like they did it late in the third period. And then like I think he scored a goal to put it into overtime. And then scored the game winner in the shootout or something.
Yeah.
I've watched that about five or six times, and it gets me every time.
Yeah.
I don't know. Sports, Rudy, fucking Rudy, man. When they let that water head in at the end, man, that gets me every time too. Fucking Rudy, man.
I expected him to die.
Why would he die? They're going to put him in one play at the end of the game, and he's going to die?
Because he's a tiny little fucking faggot. He's going to die.
He was going to murder Rudy.
Yeah. I thought that's why everybody thought it was a sad movie. Like, oh, he plays one snap, and then somebody breaks his fucking neck, and he's a paraplegic. Like, okay, well, that would make me sad. The little half-stunted fuck just wants to play football, gets to play football once, never walks again.
Murder Rudy.
This is a man's game.
Yeah.
Just step on his throat.
Yeah, he's a tiny little wee man.
We have questions for Dr. Napier, but without Drunk, I don't even know how to go into it. It's time for Ask Dr. Napier. You actually, it kind of sounded like the Mortal Kombat. You remember when they put out the Mortal Kombat techno album? You remember that?
Oh, that was actually a popular song.
Test your might. Sonya. Liu Kang. Johnny Cage.
God damn, I missed the 90s. Fuck all of you.
Question from the wacky Josh Bennett of Pod Cheese fame. Why does the drunk guy who lives down the street stop me every day to talk about nonsense?
Because you allow him to.
Just keep driving, man. Give him a little wave. Don't roll down your window. Just keep driving.
Next time he's driving by, he should just say, I can't stop, I'm on fire, and just keep going every time he sees him. No, I'm on fire, I can't stop! And he's like, that dude's fucking with, like, yeah, dude, he's fucking with you. Leave him alone. That's what you gotta do.
So, but there might be just a little twinge of doubt where he thinks, maybe the guy's on fire.
Well, he is a drunk. Maybe you just can't see it. Like, the sunlight reflects, like, oh, God, I'm going to call the fire department. Hold on, Hank.
From Jared Cardinal, where is the spot you touch women to make them clean the dishes?
The vagina.
From Canadian Steve, I had some kind of infection on my stomach. It hurt, so I cut it open with a box cutter. Lots of pus and blood came out. Am I going to live?
No, you're pregnant. The best thing I can tell you to do is go down to Planned Parenthood, get yourself some RU486. And
isn't that exercise thing where you put the thing in the doorway and then pull on it with the...
No, that's the shake weight.
No, you said RU96? It's the abs thing.
No, that's the door jam buddy something.
The guy with the little shorts.
Chuck Norris?
P90X, right? That's what you said, right?
No.
That's what the chat says, P90X. That's what you just said.
No, I said RU486. It's the abortion pill.
Oh.
That'll clear up his infection, quote, dick fingers, quote.
See, that makes a lot more sense. Why would he be doing exercise?
Maybe you should just go to the fucking hospital. Or, you know, take the abortion pill and then have all that stuff leak out of him.
Motherfucker's name is Canadian Steve. Don't they have free hospitals?
Yeah, they have free hospitals.
You just walk in there and be like, hey, motherfucker, I got this shit on my belly.
Yeah, they're not going to ask you to sign your car over either or your house.
I mean, they're going to cut it open with box cutters too, but theirs will be sterilized.
You'd hope.
From Matt Leroy, what's the best pistol for concealed carry in your opinion?
The Ruger LCR. That's a good one. Carr makes one that's pretty okay.
Carr?
Carr. K-A-H-R.
Okay.
You can always go for a Glock. Springfield XDM, the short version, that one's good. Pretty much anything you can get that's not 380. Don't go 45. You got to go 9mm. Everybody's like, no, you got to go 40. And like, no, you don't got to go 40. You're getting all this energy whip and it's not doing anything. Just get a 9mm, load it up with personal defense rounds and just, you know, fucking call it. More than likely, you're never even going to fucking use it. It's just going to sit on your fucking hip. It's going to stain your clothes. It's going to get a condom ring on your goddamn jeans. It's going to look fucking stupid. And in the end, if you do shoot somebody, you know, say they were coming right for you.
Are you allowed to wear it like a cowboy, like with a loose belt, and then walk around all flamboyant?
In Missouri?
Like your fingers outstretched to your sides like you're Baraka?
In some states, yes. In Missouri, it depends on the county. Missouri does have open carry that's completely legal, but it depends on the county.
Just call everybody pilgrim.
Or faggot. What are they going to do?
From Anchor Babcock, is Jack Napier your father? If so, do you have an Inigo Montoya thing going with the Michael Keaton Batman?
Well, Jack Napier was pretty damn awesome. I believe he did porno for a while.
No, Jack Napier is Jack Nicholson's character in the first Batman.
No, there is an actor that's his name. He was in Blues Brothers. He was in, you know, the redneck from Blues Brothers? You probably don't, but he was in Blues Brothers. And he was also on Squidbillies.
Those were his two acting credits?
Those are the only two I know. And apparently he fucked a bunch of broads in the 70s, and that's how he got his claim to fame, was his hog.
He's got a big one?
Yeah, I wish I had that.
You don't, though?
No, I don't have that. Yeah, he had a swinging hog.
Your dad gave you a small hog.
Yeah.
He's no Jack Napier.
No, he's not. He couldn't lay pipe like old Uncle Jack. Old Uncle Jack could lay some fucking pipe. He could lay pipe with anybody. He was out there, big old man hands, huge fucking dick on him. Just these giant nuts just swinging in the breeze. Just an amazing set of genitals for a man. And big fucking, like, veiny hands. If you put them in a broad, it would be like four dicks in her. Just these veiny fucking things. And it looked like old cow leather, and it smelled like dirt. So whenever he put his hands in broads, it smelled like they were getting, you know, fucked by hogs. Just plowing through women, making them squeal. He did the family name proud.
He had problems with make me creamy? Oh, so somebody isolate that.
Oh, that's Charles Napier. I'm sorry, Charles
Napier. So yeah, you fucked up.
I fucked that up.
The guy with the big hands, I just imagine him like putting a baseball in his hand and then like wrapping rubber bands in it and like putting linseed oil on it so that it loosens up.
Oh, yeah, he probably did. Probably had to put the cow butter on there, the tit butter, to get it all nice and loose.
Anal Princess Diaries? That's my favorite one of all the...
Oh, he was in some Ernest movies, too. I bet he fucked him.
From Starry Spice, our number one fan, what would you suggest for a woman's first gun? Oh, boy.
I'm going to go with a Lady Smith. It's a hammerless revolver. It'll probably do you good. And it comes in pink, so ladies like pink. It's pink like pussy flaps. It
comes in pink?
Yeah, you can get it. It's pink. No bullshit. Pink.
Wouldn't you just... I mean, like, if you were murdered...
Yeah?
Or, like, you broke into someone's house, or, like, you attempted to, like, you know, rob someone, and you were killed with a pink gun.
Yes.
That would be worse than anything, wouldn't it?
No, actually, there is a line of zombie products made by Hogue that do grips, and they're zombie-themed grips for your pistols, and they come in neon green. Oh, and Hornady makes anti-zombie ammo now.
Starry Spice doesn't feel as though you took her question seriously.
A Ladysmith. What? Why can't she get a Ladysmith?
I think she wants, like, a real gun, not some pink toy. It's not a Barbie dream house. It's a gun.
It's a .357 Magnum revolver. What more do you want?
I don't look at me. I don't know what the fuck any of you are talking about.
Well, go get a Ladysmith. Like, try it on. Like, feel it in your hands. If it feels like your boyfriend's dick, obviously it's gonna, you know, it's gonna have a feel that you recognize. I would suggest going for something that's kind of got a good curve to it. Like, when you feel it, it's like right before you get to the head on the dick. Like, hold your man's dick. Make sure he's like real fucking hard. Like, get him the extra 10%. Like, let him finger your butt a little bit to get him real fucking hard. And then, like, kind of grab his dick until you get like the bend thing going. Like, you can bend it and still fucking hard. So what you do is you feel it like right before you get to the head. That's kind of what you want your pistol grip to feel like.
Booty Talk 12.
The sweet smell of no, that's booty.
Booty Talk. Booty no, Talk 12.
I know the booty's close to the pussy, but, I mean, if your booty's talking, I don't want to smell your pussy.
The sweet smell of pussy in Booty Talk. That's the tagline for, but it would be the sweet smell of booty, wouldn't it?
You would be an awesome name for a porno. My first black hair.
When you imagine booty talk.
Yeah.
I mean, is that like you plow a chick in her ass and like you come out too fast and like she farts?
Or it could be that you're doing her doggy style and you're slapping her ass and, you know, you make that ass quack.
This is a question that I have advice for, but I'm going to let you answer it incorrectly first. From Jay Adson, how do I keep the pistol in my pants from going off?
So you're supposed to jerk it in the morning.
There was people that were making gun
questions, and I think this is a gun question, but I think he's hinting that he might be a bit of a premature ejaculator.
Oh, now this works for some people. Doesn't really work for me, but think of your mom.
Right.
Yeah, that doesn't help me. That yeah.
I've heard think of baseball. I tried that, but that didn't work.
No.
I'm gonna tell you.
Oh, think of two cows fucking.
Think of cows fucking?
Yeah, but two male cows. That way it's not sexy.
Let me tell you. In the last, like, couple years, like the last year or so.
Yeah.
I've been a premature ejaculator my whole life.
Yeah?
Quickly. I'm a quick fella.
Well, you're supposed to
30 seconds to a minute and a half tops for me.
Are you cut?
I am, yeah, but no.
No, that's supposed to help.
The last like year or so,
yeah,
been doing a lot better, and I'm going to tell you why. Because I'm getting older, and as I get older, it's more of a challenge to fuck, and so like I have this constant fear of death. Like I fear the whole time that I'm fucking, I'm probably going to die. Like I'm out of breath. My legs are tired. I'm fucking tired. It sucks. And so, like, if you're not there in your life yet, if you're not to a point where you're aching, where you're feeling like, fuck, I better stop soon or I'm going to die.
What is she doing to you?
You need to incorporate some fucking danger into your life, friend. You need to start doing something crazy. You need to start, like, fucking in your gal's dad's fucking the back seat of his car while he's inside getting pizza. I mean, like, you need to do something dangerous because fucking, like, I'm getting old. I'm kind of overweight. And like, if I'm fucking for a couple of minutes, if I'm like exerting energy, I feel like I'm going to die, Napier. And that makes me last a lot longer because I have this fear.
When you said that, the reason you last longer is because you're getting old. I thought you were going to say because your lady's getting old.
No, no, no. No, I find my gal very attractive. I do.
But not as attractive as before.
No, just as attractive as before. Good-looking gal.
But your penis doesn't know it.
My penis thinks I'm going to die before I'm done.
So your penis is afraid of putting it in her because it's afraid it's going to die.
My penis thinks, holy shit. We better come soon, or this motherfucker's just not gonna wake up.
So your penis is scared.
My penis is scared.
When your lady gets naked in front of you.
And when my penis is scared,
yeah,
my penis is timid.
Even more so?
My penis isn't ready to, you know, to get happy. My penis is like, oh my God. Where is our source of blood going to be tomorrow or the next day? This fucking guy needs to eat less McDonald's.
I think you need to go down to East St. Louis and feed your dick some prostitutes. That's where the blood can come from.
from Travis Hulse, which of your childhood celebrity crushes would you euthanize before they got old and ugly and or found religion? See, that's...
He MC didn't know Hammer.
It was topical, but that's topical.
MC Hammer.
No, childhood celebrity crushes.
Yeah.
Before they got old and ugly.
MC Hammer.
Really?
Yeah.
I'll tell you
what. I totally wanted to do him in his brown dirt button.
I'll tell you what. There is nothing in the world more depressing than when I see Lindsay Lohan out there and I think of how many loads I wasted on her.
That was a childhood thing. She couldn't have been, she didn't even come into,
well, I had a crush on her when she was a child.
Oh, well, that's different.
No, but no, seriously, all of them. You're not pretty once you hit like what, 45?
Oh, what about Kelly LeBrock? Remember she was in that weird science movie, she had those tits, she got ugly real fucking quick.
Fucking Jenny McCarthy, she fucked up her face, man.
Yeah, she did.
All the times I used that Playboy, I used to have it hidden under the under the sink in the downstairs bathroom.
Jenna Jameson's tits have held up real good. I really wish they could have built the World Trade Center out of those things.
She's starting to look like a velociraptor, man.
Oh, yeah. And she's getting the underarm vaginas. Yeah.
That's a damn shame, too.
Yeah.
There's a lot of them. No.
Oh, what about Madonna?
I think once you enter into the showbiz contract, and like you've established that you're going to be well recognized and famous and well paid, we should just kill you at 50.
No, I'm thinking 40.
No, I mean just.
You
had some good years. You probably lived better than we ever will. We need to kill you at 50 just before we see the sad, depressing decline.
Like Mickey Rourke?
Like, exactly like Mickey Rourke, yes.
Steve Buscemi, I would say that, but he's looked fucking god-awful for his whole fucking life.
He's a scary-looking fella.
Steve Buscemi looks like an old cigarette that got thrown out of a car. Just...
I had this thought about... Oh, that was Ask Dr. Napier.
Yeah.
I had this.
Sorry, don't actually let your man play with your butthole to get him real hard. You don't have to. If you can't get him hard just by boobies, he ain't worth your time, sister.
Where the fuck did that come from?
Why not? I told her to get the buttholes.
What? No, so, she had a question about, like, a gun.
Yeah, I told her to get her man's dick hard so that she knows what to look for in, like, a grip. Because if the grip's bigger than her man's penis, she's not going to be able to feel it right. Like, you can't just feel dongs all day and then go to that. You got to have something closer to, like, your home dong size. I assume she's given a bunch of handy J's because she loves her man. I mean, if your lady friend ain't giving you a bunch of handy J's, how can you say that she loves you? Where's the love at? She needs to express her love in the form of handy J's.
There's a couple of podcasts that have popped up. Well, I told you about that Bon and Oboe. It was the guy, and then he had like his alien friend, and he did both voices and like did a podcast with himself.
Yeah, you like that for some reason.
I thought it was good. Well, there's a new guy that talked to me on Twitter that's doing a show. It's like called the Angry Old Man or something. And he does like six characters, and like it's really good. Like he seems to be a very talented fellow. He's like weaving all of these characters into like a story where they're all talking to each other. And like there's an angry old man and an old lady, and then like there's a really old lady, and then like their neighbors, and like they have this conversation, and like, they play a bunch of sound effects, and like it's a whole thing, and there's a lot going on, and it's one guy doing like six voices. And so I liked it. I thought it was great. And I just thought that since other people are doing this, this needs to be like a thing that we do too.
I already do dick blood and talking penis.
Well, yeah, but I was thinking, and this was before Drunk didn't show up. I thought that since this guy did like six characters, that Drunk would do seven.
Well, Drunk's not here.
And I even got sound effects. I was gonna have Drunk do... Because do you think... Drunk surely has seven voices.
No, they all sound pretty much like Eeyore after a bunch of pot.
It was gonna be Jerry and Sally, and their dad and mom, and Aunt Becky, and Uncle Wolverine. And their neighbor, Creepy Tom. And they were all going to interact with each other, and Drunk was going to do a one-man show, and we were going to eat tacos. But that didn't work out.
No, it didn't. Because somebody Drunk works with got injured that isn't him. So that way, when he comes by next week, we can't say, hey, how's your injury that happened to somebody else?
Yeah, he had to do the paperwork.
Oh, all the paperwork. Does he work at a hospital?
So
no, he doesn't.
I know how much you love sound effects, and so I got. There's a baby crying, so they'd be like, "Oh, Aunt Becky has a baby," you know, and like
like the car horn and what else I got? I don't know how we could interpret a chainsaw, but I mean, that'd be cool, right?
That's how I get my dick started.
Somebody's on the phone. You know. Oh, what's that? Don't you think this could be like our new thing?
Did you want to try it?
Do you want to do all your characters? I know you have a whole bunch of voices. I
have Amanda be the lady characters.
No, you have to be all the voices. That's okay. The thing.
You do a better lady than I do.
Yeah, do your lady.
Okay.
Okay, you're at the zoo.
I'm going to Aunt Becky. Aunt Becky's at the zoo, guys. You want to come on down to the zoo? We're going to look at pandas. I'm going to look at the monkey cage. I'm going to watch them fiddle their boners. Aunt Becky loves watching monkeys fiddle their boners. Oh, God, a cheetah's in the monkey cage. You got to help the monkeys. Somebody help the monkeys. Aunt Becky needs you to help the monkeys.
Slow down. I need to see if there's a monkey. Oh, there's a...
Oh, God, no, the monkey's all retarded. It's making cow noises. Help! Somebody get a park ranger! We got a mentally handicapped monkey letting cheetahs into the monkey cage.
Okay, go back. We're not at the zoo because there's not that many. I thought there was going to be more animal sounds. Oh, somebody just got shot.
Oh, they shot the cheetah!
Now you only have to do 5 voices.
Oh, creepy neighbor Tom, why did you fall into the monkey cage? Oh, God, help us. I know that guy. Somebody interview me. You and me and my family, we were just out here at the zoo.
I think that's an alien spaceship or something.
Get ready. Here comes creepy neighbor Tom. Creepy neighbor Tom is going to creep into your bed. So he's going to give you all the licks. Creepy neighbor Tom, he's going to take the bed sheets and he's going to lift them above your toes. He's going to stick his tongue in between your toes. I'm going to lick the cheese that's in between your toenails and your skin flap.
There's been no ladies yet.
There was a lady. Oh shit.
Oh. I think Creepy Neighbor Tom just came in.
Creepy Neighbor Tom just came in. Hey guys, it's Creepy Neighbor Tom. Let me in. I want to smell your crotches. Ah, oh, magic. The more you know.
I think Drunk would have done way better.
No, I think I nailed it.
Okay. But you did not get Uncle Wolverine in there at all.
Well, who else did you want me to do? I did Aunt Becky. And I did Creepy Neighbor Tom.
Dad and Mom.
Hey, guys, it's your dad. Hey, guys, how's everybody doing in here?
Dad, I'm hungry.
Hi, hungry, I'm Dad.
Oh. Should we call it? That's a good note to end on.
You didn't do Mom though.
Hey guys, it's your mom.
Oh, you say Mom, I'm hungry.
You gonna do the same thing again?
Mm-hmm.
Mom, I'm hungry.
I don't give a shit. Get fucked and eat some Hot Pockets. Mommy's snoot is all filled with daddy's baby batter that's all dead. Let me tell you about the time we had to go down to the fertility clinic because your dad's ball sack don't work right. He keeps slipping it into my butt. That's why I can't get wet. Did you know your mom can't get wet? Every time I try, I've been reading dirty magazines. I've been using the lube, and it just dries out. It just scooshes out the side. Your dad has this really floppy, veiny penis, and it runs out of it like a turkey baster.
Hey, it's Thanksgiving.
Hey, guys, want to eat the turkey? Oh, it burnt. Guess what you guys get to do? You guys all get to go fuck yourselves. Mom's going to get drunk. Oh yeah, pop that corn. Get me wet. Mommy only gets wet at the thought of your dad dying. So whenever you hear me and dad having rough sex, I'm really thinking of cutting his throat while he sleeps. That makes my pussy wet. And now I don't feel fresh. Oh yeah. Creepy neighbor Tom, would you come over here and finger me? I heard you have fingers like dicks.
Oh yeah.
That's the creepy neighbor Tom sound, dude.
Boner! Boner! Boner!
Okay, we're done. Let's do this. Let's do this. Let's do this! See you in hell, faggots.
I want you to know it's over.
Well. Bye.
Hey, it's Napier. Join us Mondays 9-8 Central on RadioFubar.com. Join to chat, or download the TuneIn app for smartphones and listen to it that way. Download our show on Stitcher, iTunes, Zune, whatever the fuck you want. No, they don't make Zunes. Or from RadioFubar.com. Rate us on iTunes, or Stitcher, or fucking Facebook. By the way, you can follow us on Facebook.com/WFODicks, on Twitter at WFODicks, or you can follow us around on one of our mini channels at Shoza, at PJKSTO, at DrunkardSTO, or you can do shit that other people put up for me on Twitter at Napierisms. Listen to other shows on Radio FUBAR because we're not dicks about it. And then buy a shirt. See you in hell.
Turn off the microphone to go eat a taco.
New Jersey Turnpike, riding on a wet night under the refinery glow. Out where the creep black rivers flow. License registration, I ain't got none, but I got a clear conscience about things that I've done. Mr. State Trooper, please don't stop me. Please don't stop me. Please don't stop me. Maybe you got a kid. Maybe you got a pretty wife. Oh, the only thing that I got's been bothering me my whole life. Mr. State Trooper, please don't stop me. Please don't stop me. Please don't stop me. Woo! Mind gets hazy. Radio relay towns gonna lead me to my baby. Radio's jammed up. talk show stations. They just talk, 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 talk till you lose your patience. Oh, Mr. State Trooper, please don't stop me. Please don't stop me. Oh, please don't stop me. Hey, somebody out there, listen to my last prayer. High horse, silver rope, deliver me from nowhere.
Don't you think it's weird that at no point have they ever done any kind of like big like Saturday Night Live reunion where like a whole bunch of people from the past and like present all get together for like one ultimate show, like for like a charity or like, you know, fucking Katrina or something. They do like a big giant telethon Saturday Night Live. Don't you think that'd be great?
Yeah, they could have Chris Farley and they could have Jim Belushi in there and... They could have
Phil Hartman.
Phil Hartman.
I mean, if you're going with that, I know what you're doing. But you know what? I like Saturday Night Live, like over a long period of time, has spanned like a lot of people, and like, and probably a lot of them show up and do the telethon things. But don't you think it'd be cool if they did like one big giant Saturday Night Live? Excuse me.
I don't think they like each other. I think like they all hate each other and they can't stand to be around each other. And they just don't want to work with each other anymore.
Well, I mean, some of them haven't worked together.
Most of them hasn't done a fucking thing after they get done with Saturday Night.
I guess I watched another awful episode of this season of Saturday Night Live with all their new shitty people and their... It's really sad to see. I mean, like, we grew up in such a, like a generation of Saturday Night Live where it was a big deal, and now it's just depressing. And I guess I just...
You mean like it. Chris Kattan and...
Oh, yeah, you know, Chris Kattan. That's exactly who I was saying. I was thinking, God, I'm pining for some goddamn Chris Kattan. Where's he been?
Exactly. Wasn't Jimmy Fallon on Saturday Night Live?
When you think of the all-star cast of Saturday Night Live reuniting, I'm sure the first call is going to be to Chris Kattan.
But he was so good in Monkey Bone. Monkey Bone! Yarn. Monkey Bone was awesome.
I don't even know what Monkey Bone is.
It was with Brendan Fraser, and he made this little monkey, and the monkey, he got out of his head, and he started ruining his nightmares, and started running around being a dick.
So the monkey climbed out of his head?
Yeah. Well,
why was the monkey in his head?
Well, he was having nightmares, and like he would go into his nightmare dreams, and there would be this monkey. So he made a wonderful...
So every time he had this dream, this monkey was in it?
Well, he had a bunch of different dreams, and they all
had
the monkey.
How did the monkey become real?
It escaped out of his head with the forces of Satan, and it possessed Brendan Fraser's body, so Brendan Fraser had to go into Chris Kattan's body. And Chris Kattan had to fight Brendan Fraser as...
Inside his own body?
No, this was at a party. Like, they met up at a party. And Chris Kattan was fighting Brendan Fraser.
I'm not following this at all, are you? No? Start over from the beginning.
Satan was a black guy.
Was it that guy that does the Army-Navy commercials now? The guy with the mustache?
No, I think it was Orlando Bloom.
Orlando Bloom is the guy from the Pirates of the Caribbean movies.
Orlando Jones.
The Make Seven Up Yours guy?
Yeah, that was him.
He was Satan?
Yeah, he was Satan.
Okay. And there's a monkey bone.
Yeah, there's a monkey bone.
Okay. And the monkey bone...
wants to be real.
And he lives in Chris Kattan's dreams.
And his nightmares. He lives in his nightmares.
Okay. And so the monkey bone, how does the monkey become real?
Brendan Fraser gets into a coma, and then...
They were in Chris Kattan's head, right? They were in Brendan Fraser's head? They were in both of their heads?
They were in Brendan Fraser's head.
Okay. Okay, so they're in Brendan Fraser's head.
Yeah.
The monkey.
and Brendan Fraser.
Right.
Brendan Fraser and the monkey are stuck in Brendan Fraser's head because he's in a coma.
So is Chris Kattan real, or is Chris Kattan,
no, Chris Kattan
in the monkey world?
No, Chris Kattan was a runner that got run over by a car, and he was in the last 5 minutes of the movie.
Oh. But it was a Brendan Fraser movie?
Yeah. But Chris Kattan was in...
Oh, fuck, Napier. Are you kidding me with that?
No. I'm sorry.
Holy shit.
Well, I've been eating tacos all night.
Oh, we didn't record the episode.
Are you shitting me?
That's unfortunate.
Yeah, it is. Was Butt recording it?
I guess. I hope.
Well, then, everybody who showed up, thanks for showing up.
Whoopsie. Be see, sure this is, to check out Monkey Bone.
See, this is why you shouldn't have food without me here, because then you forget to do things.
Like record the episode?
Yeah, like record the episode. Well, since Drunk isn't going to hear this, you should tell Drunk he's smelly.
Recording to 1125 MP3. You think that's it?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, hopefully.
Well, you gotta make sure to save it, though, because right now it's probably just like a temp file.
Okay.
If you don't save it, it's going to get eaten.
Looks like there's a whole lot of them.
Wow, yeah, there is. You don't clean up your desktop a lot, do you?
I don't, no.
How the fuck do you even find anything?
So how does Monkey Bone end?
Brendan Fraser gets put back into his body by Whoopi Goldberg.
Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert, Whoopi Goldberg puts Brendan Fraser
back. Whoopi Goldberg's in it too?
Yeah, she's death.
She's death?
Yeah. The devil is black.
Does she
and
play a big
is...
part in it, or does she just come in at the end like Chris Kattan?
No, she plays a pretty bigger part than Chris Kattan. Like, she's like a major character.
Oh. Whoopi Goldberg.
Whoopi the Goldberg. She wrestles in WrestleMania because she is Whoopi the Goldberg.